Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
803, time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. We are joined right now by the great Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, our Steelers insider. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Before we get down to brass tacks here, Ray, and get into the Steelers and their injuries, what's your favorite Christmas cookie?
Christmas cookie. Got to be a Pizzelle. It's probably got to be the anise-flavored Pizzelles. Old school, I know, but yeah, that's me.
Are you a big cup of coffee guy with the Pizzelle?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Traditional seven fishes, too, right?
I asked that.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Like,
yeah, I mean,
Fittipaldo sounds Italian, right? You know.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, that was more my parents' generation. We still have three or four, but not the full course like we did back in the day.
Do you do the smelts? You ever had the smelts?
Yes. I think my wife likes smelts.
Oh, my God.
My wife actually likes sardines.
So do I. Or not. Yeah. Anchovies, sardines, smelts. I like them all.
Yeah.
My wife's grandparents they came over from Italy, right? And every year around this time, they'll make those fried dough balls with anchovies in the middle.
Mm.
And I've only recently been able to, a couple years ago, I started to tolerate them. And then this year, for whatever reason, I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Taste buds are changing.
Yeah.
It's just salty fish. It's not bad.
No.
Not but bad the at all. Smelts, no, those are nasty. You eat all the bones in your mouth. They're gross, Ray. Tell your wife I said that. Anyhow, football? Let's do the football. So TJ Watt, George Pickens, Dante Jackson, Deshaun Elliott, Justin Fields, all listed as not having practice yesterday. Now, it was a walkthrough of sorts. It's really a hypothetical injury report. Any of those guys that you expect to play on Sunday, Ray?
You know, I think Dante Jackson might be okay to play. I think, you know, Ogunjobi was limited yesterday. I think he's got a shot. We're in such a unique situation with the three games in 11 days. I don't think we're going to be able to read a lot into practice today either. I think the big day is probably Thursday. I will say this. I saw TJ walking around the locker room fine yesterday. Like, there was no limp or anything like that. So I'm not even closing the door on TJ. But I think, you know, probably Ogunjobi and Dante Jackson have the best shot among those guys.
Pickens? I mean, we saw him doing the ladders drill. I don't know how much you can really take from that. I mean, it's promising, but would you play him in this game if it was close?
Yeah, I mean, as you know, Doran, there's a lot, you know, you got to open it up and sprint if you're George Pickens, and that's a whole lot different from, you know, doing ladders off to the side with the trainer. So I would still say he's somewhat of a long shot. You know, I read something this morning that, even if the Steelers lose to the Ravens, guys, they still control their own fate in the AFC North. All they would have to do is win their final two games against the Chiefs and the Bengals. So there is a little bit of leeway there. If you're unsure about a guy like Pickens or a guy like TJ Watt and you want to just hold off and rest them, you could do that and still win the division if you win your last two games.
Ray, sometimes we do our homework on the air, and we discovered in the middle of the first segment that Lamar Jackson has never played the Steelers twice in a year as their starting quarterback. How do you think that might change things? Because I think it does. I mean, he usually loses to the Steelers, that doesn't play the second game, and then stews on it, thinks about it for a year, but now there's the quick turnaround.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's a great player. He's going to go down as one of the Ravens' best quarterbacks, probably their best quarterback in their history. I mean, this dominance that the Steelers have enjoyed isn't going to last forever. So, I mean, they clearly, you know, have a way of defending him. They like to keep him hemmed in the pocket. You know, if I'm Lamar, I'm taking my own advice, and I'm doing what didn't his mom say, you got to start running?
Yep.
If I was Lamar, I would start running against the Steelers, because when you run against the Steelers, we saw that with Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia, especially if Deshaun Elliott isn't in the middle of that defense. Boy, that was atrocious tackling, probably the worst tackling I've seen from the Steelers in quite a long time. Yeah. So, I mean, it wasn't just the safeties. KZ struggled. Dante Jackson struggled when he was in there. Joey struggled. Patrick Queen struggled. So I would, if I was the OC down there and I was Lamar, I would run against these guys and I would make them get me on the ground.
Ray, has your thoughts and opinions changed of this team based off of Sunday's game against the Eagles?
It tells me that George Pickens is really important. I don't know if I want to go really beyond that. I mean, yeah, the defense struggled. You know, the one area where I'm starting to get a little bit concerned about the defense is the secondary. You know, we just touched on the tackling, but they weren't really tight on A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith in that game. And I'm just wondering, you know, is that unit really dependent on the pass rush? And if the pass rush doesn't get home, are they going to continue to be exposed? So, you know, it's a top five defense. It's still a really good unit, but and it might not come into play this week, guys, because the Ravens, you know, their weapons aren't the same as the Eagles' weapons. I get that, but I'm saying down the line, I'm starting to get a little bit concerned about, you know, the secondary and specifically the corners and their ability to cover.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show, does every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Let's say they don't have Pickens. What's your game plan? What are you trying to do to the Ravens? Because running the ball in the stack boxes against Philly didn't work, and the Ravens, as we know, have a good rush defense.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I'm doing is what Arthur Smith did against the Bengals. I'm breaking my tendencies again, guys. I'm throwing on first down. I'm trying to get guys like Jaylen Warren in open space, short little passes. I'd reintroduce Darnell Washington. You know, get him out in space. Let him fall forward for 4 or 5 yards. You know, just do simple things. They were in far too many second and third and longs, and really, that's not the way the Steelers win. So I would, you know, I would throw a lot early. I would still lean on my running game. And it just seems to me at this point in the season, guys, that I know they're probably not going to start Jaylen Warren, but I think Jaylen Warren needs to start seeing the bulk of the carries and the bulk of the snaps here. It just seems like maybe Najee's lost a step or two, maybe just because of wear and tear. And I think it's time for Jaylen maybe to step up and you know, take over as RB1.
Ray, you can only pick one to join the Pittsburgh Steelers: Odell Beckham Jr. or Deontay Johnson.
And you have to pick one.
Let's go Odell, because Odell didn't do the stuff that Deontay did when he was here. I mean, I just don't know how that would go over within that locker room. And I'll say this about Odell, you know, before the injuries, like the Steelers loved him coming out of LSU. I mean, he was one of their top, you know, favorite players in that draft when he came out. Yeah, he's been injured now. He's been, you know, he's obviously older and there's some baggage with him too. But if I had to pick between the two, I'd go with Beckham.
Another either or question here, Ray: if you could only have one guy play in this football game, Pickens or Watt, who would you who would you choose?
I would go with Pickens. And I know their record with Watt. I just don't know if this offense can score more than 13 or 17 points against the Ravens without George Pickens. And I know they won 18-16. I know they have this mastery over the Ravens, but George Pickens is so important to that offense. I mean, that's what people were worried about before the season started. What happens if he gets injured? Well, we're finding out now, and it's not very pretty when he's not in there.
Ray, this was wonderful. Enjoy your Pitzels and your coffee. And tell your wife that smelts are gross.
I will tell her. All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ray. Buddy. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. We'll react to some of what Ray had to say coming up next. I still think you need Watt more.
I think you need Pickens.
I know you think that. Doesn't mean you're right. Would you play in the NFL?
You need to score points, bruh.
You need to keep them from scoring points, bro.
I feel better that with Nick Herbig and Alex Highsmith out there than I do with
Van Jefferson and the likes. I do understand that point. I think that's a really good point. I just think one of the reasons why they've shut down Lamar as thoroughly as they have, is because T.J. Watt plays him so well. And he's so good at escaping to the right. And T.J. Watt's got those giant oven mitt hands, keeps him in the pocket, chases him down. One of the key plays of that game the first time around is him chasing him to the sideline. It was a thing of beauty. They'll put that on Hall of Fame tape whenever Watt's career is all said and done.
I don't think they will. I mean, he didn't tackle him.
He's just dogged in his pursuit, Dorn.
All the tackles and sacks and strip sacks and interceptions that T.J. Watt had in his career, you're going to pick that play to be on his Hall of Fame tape? Get out of here.
Schmelts are gross. You ever had one of them?
Yes.
Put a little hot sauce on it.
They're good.
No, they're not. No one likes them.
You like regular Fritos. What are you talking about?
They sell a lot more Fritos than they sell Schmelts. Say that five times fast. Sell Schmelts, sell Schmelts, sell Schmelts, sell Schmelts. Texter, the problem is Joey Porter Jr. is not a number one corner in the NFL. To this point, I can't disagree. He's had moments, but I think he's up in his head, man. I think you were quite eloquent talking about that the other day. Made a lot of sense.
Hard Knocks doesn't help.
Why?
Because you're probably watching it, and then you're getting, you're rehashing. Like, I'm saying with the confidence.
You think these guys watch the Hard Knocks?
I'm sure. You're on it. It's like being on a movie. I'm sure that they go home on Tuesday night, that's their day off usually, but they had a walkthrough yesterday. They go home and probably watch it. Or they watch it tonight.
I'm texting a Steeler right now and asking if he watches Hard Knocks.
I'm willing to bet yes. Yes.
All right. Coming up next, we react to Ray. We talk more about fish and cookies. We have fun with her.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinking Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio show. I love this song. Reminds me of being a hipster in college.
Mm-hmm.
I wore really tight pants, Converse, American Apparel, smoked filtered cigarettes.
American Eagle or American
Apparel? American Apparel. It was American made and very simple stuff, incredibly expensive and probably not worth it.
Huh.
And would shrink if you would throw it in the dryer.
Did you wear like Aeropostale?
I did back in elementary, in middle school, yeah.
And Abercrombie?
I did do that.
I worked there for a day.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What made you quit?
They told me I had to stand at the front and scare everybody and wear flip flops.
Why would you scare people?
Because I was bigger than everybody in high school.
They wanted you to scare them?
Scare them so they didn't steal stuff.
Oh, you were like the Aeropostale bouncer or Abercrombie.
Abercrombie. And I had to wear flip-flops, and I was like, I'm not wearing flip-flops.
Favorite shirt I ever owned was a long-sleeved, scarlet-ish color Abercrombie and Fitch shirt with the number 47 on the front.
Yeah.
Fit me well. Made me look
those.
Muscular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did it have the collar, too?
No collar.
No collar.
No collar. Stole it.
Exactly. That's why I would have been there.
I didn't.
No.
No. That place smells to high heaven.
Yep.
It smells like a rave, like a nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
I wore the puka shell necklace. Yeah.
See that? I used to wear their cologne.
Yeah. If you didn't want to buy the cologne, you could just go to the mall, run in there for 5 minutes, do a little browse and leave, and you're going to smell like that for the rest of the day, kind of like going into a hibachi restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
We have Blowin' Smoke coming up at 8:35. We think we have perfected this, maybe. So you can get online now at 412-928-9370. We'll lay the ground rules out quickly now and then more in depth in the next segment. But each of us is going to give you two truths and a lie. And you have to guess two lies correctly and you'll win a $25 gift card to Cigars International. If you get two incorrect, then we go on to the next caller.
Yes.
Until we have a winner and you'll get a $25 gift card to, again, Cigars International. Talking to Ray in the previous segment. And Ray thinks, yeah, throw on first down. I'm with you. You can scheme easy completions. And then that way you're not in third down continuously. I saw a stat yesterday from Matt Williamson, former scout in the NFL, that 50% of all Steelers series, they face at least a third down. That's 29th in the NFL. You're allowed to get first downs on first and second down, too.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is a big problem. They're always trying to set up third and short. You don't need to do that. That can get you in big trouble if you don't have successful plays on first and second down. Like, you're running the ball to the tune of, what, 4-ish yards a carry this year? Which, okay, you hand it off 3 times, bang, first down. No. You're allowed to throw it on first down. Just because you throw it on first down doesn't mean you're not a running football team.
Right.
And they fancy themselves a running football team. They run the ball as much as anybody in football, not named the Eagles. That's fine. I'm okay with that. Just be a little bit different in the way that you're going about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Ray was saying, and that's what you said yesterday.
Yeah.
Those bootlegs where you're throwing the ball to Darnell Washington, we haven't seen in the last few weeks. I want more of that. And I want more traditional handoffs, too, so that you can get to more traditional play action. Russ has thrived in that all year. I think they ran 7 out of their 9 running plays against the Eagles were tosses.
They had 9 running plays.
That's not good.
Man.
What? Why are they enamored with the toss? Help me understand what their mindset is on it. Like, I'm not going to pretend to be this brilliant offensive mind here. So what is it that they think that they're seeing? What advantage do they think that they're gaining from this toss?
I'd have to rewatch it, but sometimes with the toss, you have a puller, a guy that pulls and kind of kicks out, like a guard from on the toss side, like the side that you're running the toss to, will pull out. Like, say you're running toss left, and you have like Sayamalu will pull and then kick out on the outside, and it creates a lane, and then you could run. It's essentially you're running zone, but you could run play action.
You're getting wider off of that way. Yeah. Okay.
I don't think that they pull, but usually, a lot of times there will be a puller that can get moving and get on the edge and kind of secure that edge. So there is two lanes to go. You can go outside or you can go inside of the corner or the force player that the guard would be kicking out.
Force player.
Yeah, force. You force it inside.
You'll force it.
Force.
Get it? Force, Yoda, Jedi?
No, I didn't get it.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Najee Harris scored a touchdown against Indianapolis on a toss play. He got caught up in the wash and then bang! Came out of the pile. I don't mind it for Jalen Warren, honestly. I just don't know that it fits Najee's skill set.
Right, usually you run toss with guys that have speed.
Yeah, because you're trying to get to the outside in space. Jalen Warren averages more yards per carry than Najee Harris. Did last year by a significant margin. It's not as significant this year, but he still does.
The toss play that they run, I'm going to go rewatch it again, but from my recollection, it's not your normal traditional, hey, I'm going to spin all around and toss it as far as I can outside. It's more of like an inside toss. So they can have different ways to go. They can almost run the inside zone or run the, you know, the stretch-ish play. There's multiple holes that you could pick to run through.
Yeah.
But I just don't know why you have to put the ball in the air to do that.
It's so weird, and it's weird.
It's a timing thing, too.
I wonder if that would have been something that they did all game long against Philly. They just didn't run enough plays to know what their adjustments might be. They didn't even have a chance to adjust later in the game. And we can criticize. We always criticize. One thing we can't, they have made good adjustments. Their offense has started slow all year, and that's not good. I'm not giving them a pass, but they've warmed to the task. They've done the same thing defensively. So you can't criticize them for their adjustments. Unfortunately, after the Najee fumble, they didn't have the ball for more than 3 minutes the rest of the way. Texter, were you fat in college? I hope not, because fat guys in skinny jeans was a bad look. Yeah, you kind of look like an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
That's the classic muffin top.
Melting away.
I didn't get huskier in college until I was a senior and then a super senior. And that's when all the beer hit me at once. Mm. I thought I had the best jeans in the world. No pun intended. Like, I didn't gain any weight freshman year, sophomore year. I was like, beer just doesn't stick to me. Then end of junior is like, dang.
Ballooned.
Became a big, chunky guy. Kind of looked like baby fat. All right. We're going to give away a $25 gift card coming up next. A segment that we have dubbed Blowing Smoke. $25 gift card to Cigars International. That's one thing I've never been able to pull off. Looking cool with a cigar. Can you teach me?
Sure.
Or are you born with it?
No, you can learn it, I think.
I'll tell you this. I look cooler than Colin Cowherd does with a cigar. You ever seen his cigar videos?
He does not look cool.
Totally unnatural.
Yep.
Maybe the folks, the fine friends.
The way you hold it.
Yeah.
You don't hold it like a cigarette. You don't hold it like a joint. You hold it a certain way.
I have no idea how to hold a joint, Dorn. Mr. Drugs over there. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We'll do the blow and smoke game coming up next and continue on with Steelers-Ravens. More on toss plays. Hey, that kind of sounded like I said more on toss plays.
We got it.
More on the toss plays the Steelers have been running and all things Ravens Steelers in a minute or two here. 412-928-9370, the phone number, and that is Smoke on the Water because it's the newest game in town, the hottest game in town, Doran. It's Blowing Smoke. Each of us will make three statements. Two of them are true. One is a lie. You can call in and guess the lies. If you get two of the three lies correct, you win a $25 gift card to Cigars International. I think I explained that well.
Yes.
All right, very good. So let's go. Well, no, we got to give our statements first.
Yes.
You first?
I'll go first. All right. Two truths and a lie. Number one, I scored 36 touchdowns in my senior year of high school. Number two, growing up as a kid, my dog's name was Choo Choo. Number three, I won a Whoopi Old Championship in football whenever I was in high school.
We talked about these before the show. I already forgot the lie. All right, here's my three. I had surgery to repair an undescended testicle. I got an underage drinking citation at a Rascal Flatts concert. And I once got verbally abused by former Pirates pitcher Ian Snell. Callus? Two okay. truths and a lie, baby.
Yes, so I was the beatboxer for an a cappella group in high school. I named my dog Larry after a SpongeBob reference. My parents once made a vehicle purchase based on my recommendation when I was five.
All right. John in Wexford, patiently waiting. You think you got a beat on us, John?
I think I do. I don't think that Callus had a dog named Larry. I don't think that you got busted at a Rascal Flatts concert.
Hold on, wait. One at a time. John, one at a time.
Yes.
So okay. You guessed mine, and that's incorrect. I did name my dog Larry after a SpongeBob reference, so you missed one.
Okay.
Now go to Adam, so you have two more chances. You have to get, or you have one more chance, sorry.
Okay. The underage drinking at a Rascal Flatts concert.
You nailed me. Now you're on to Dickerson.
And Doran never won a Whippeal championship.
There you go.
All right, John. I'm sorry I have to clap for that, Doran. We'll put John on hold. That was fast. He nailed us. I mean, I knew Callus had named a dog after Larry.
Yes.
Knew that.
You know the SpongeBob reference, though?
Yeah, Larry is his tiny little snail.
No. Gary's his snail.
Gary. Oh, damn it.
Larry was a snail he got as a replacement when Gary dumped him for Patrick in that one episode.
Oh, he was the snail replacement.
Yes.
Oh. I guess I didn't realize you didn't win a Whippeal championship.
I did not.
And I'm sorry I had to clap there for our guy John for getting that correct.
It's all right.
I got an underage at a train concert. Drops of Jupiter. Things
not
of that
Flats.
Nature. No.
I thought that was a good one, though.
Thank you. I did have a undescended testicle. I got kicked in the groin by a friend named Megan. And it caused some issues down there. And then it, you know, goes up. And then I had a hernia. So they had to go down. They had to fix up the hernia and pop something right back into place.
Do you guys want to guess my lie? You two, while we're here. Acapella group or... I told my parents
the
to buy
acapella
a car.
Groups, acapella. The lie, yeah.
There you go. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
I told my parents to buy a van when I was five. I did. I swear. And they did. My dad bought it on my recommendation.
Totally shocking information.
Shocking. A van.
That's not a joke, though. That actually happened. Yes.
I used to go and shag fly balls in center field before Pirates games back in the day. And we interacted with Ian Snell a lot. And then we would go after the games to get autographs. And eventually he got tired of my BS and he said some mean things to me that cannot be repeated on the radio.
That's not nice.
No, it's not.
Had a dog named Choo Choo.
Why?
I don't know. It's a Lhasa Apso.
Huh?
He was a Lhasa Apso?
What the hell is that?
It's like a...
I've never heard of that in my entire life.
It's
a
like
Lhasa Apso?
It's like a Shih Tzu.
A Lhasa Apso?
A Lhasa Apso.
How do you even spell that?
It's a type of dog. It's like a Shih Tzu.
I have a text from a Steelers player. We asked if he watches Hard Knocks. The answer, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they feel like they can gain any insight in the opposition? Or is that a really stupid question?
No, they can't. They just kind of probably want to see how everybody else operates, if how different other teams are. Especially, you know, I mean, somebody like we texted has only been with the Steelers and hasn't been on other teams. You want to see how other teams handle themselves and what their facilities may look like and, you know, how guys operate. Not really any intel at all. And then you want to see what's being talked about yourself, too. Like, are other teams talking about you? You know, like, if you're George Pickens, and then, you know, what, who was it? The Bengals, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about George Pickens. Like,
yeah,
what are they saying about
14's
me?
The first read every right. time. Yeah. So not so much like gain an edge, but just like, hey, what are they talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I wish there was a Hard Knocks of everybody that I've ever interacted with so that I could hear what they say about me behind my back.
You really want to know that?
No, ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
Ignorance is bliss. I'm a kind of guy who says I don't care what other people think, and I think that's true. There's a guy that I don't think actually lives by that credo, though, and that's your guy, Aaron Rodgers. And you watched his documentary, Enigma. Three parts? Did only one part come out, or all three?
All three.
All right, we're going to talk about that when we come back. We'll go around the NFL. There's some big-time storylines that came out yesterday, including one that absolutely affects the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll get to that coming up next. Congratulations to John for winning the $25 gift card to Cigars International. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And now it's time to go around the NFL. Brought to you by Champ Tires, Pittsburgh's trusted tire source since 2009. Patrick Mahomes practiced.
Yes, he did.
How?
He didn't look great warming up. Did you see the video?
I am not going to lie. No, I did not see the video.
Yeah, he wasn't moving too well, but they said he practiced.
Was he moving like Russ was when they'd show the video of him with the calf? Where you had like Kyle Allen rolling out, Justin Fields rolling out, and then you would have Russell Wilson just catch the ball and then throw it away?
Yeah, a little bit worse.
You think he's going to play Saturday?
No.
You think he's going to play on Christmas?
Maybe.
If the Steelers lose to the Ravens on Saturday and Patrick Mahomes plays against them on Christmas, do you think they're going to beat the Chiefs?
Yes, because George Pickens will play. Yep.
I'm with you. I'm with you. So you can still win the division if you lose this game to the Ravens. It'd be nice, though, Christmas season, put a bow on this thing.
Very nice.
Be very nice. You want to take care of the business right in front of you, and then you can rest, guys. All right, moving on. Michael Penix replacing Kirk Cousins. They're two games out of a playoff spot. Unlikely that Atlanta's going to be able to bridge that gap in three remaining games. Do you like the decision? Did they wait too long?
I like the decision. I mean, I think the decision, the writing was basically on the wall when they drafted Penix, that he was going to be the guy at some point. I mean, they drafted him with a really high pick. What was it? The sixth pick, I think, of the draft they picked him? After you just paid Kirk Cousins over $100 million? I think Kirk Cousins was just like your bridge quarterback to get to this point. He hasn't played well at all, but I just can't, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night knowing that I paid Kirk Cousins all that money to bench him.
That's exactly where I am on this. In theory, it all made a ton of sense. We've talked to Doug Whaley about this, and Doug's going to join us coming up here in 10 minutes. Like, it makes sense. Get a guy, and then get another guy, and then see what sticks. But there's a lot of quarterbacks you could have not paid to have you not make the playoffs that aren't going to cost over $100 million the way that Kirk Cousins is. And he has been dreadful, man, in his last five games.
The team that did it the best is the Vikings. I mean, you get rid of Kirk Cousins. He gets hurt. You get Sam Darnold 2 years, $10 million. You draft J.J. McCarthy, who's going to be your future. He gets hurt. You have Sam Darnold, and then he pans out, and now you're 11-2, 10-2, whatever you are, and you're one of the best teams in the NFL. Like, that's like the perfect situation.
Yeah, they nailed it. They're not paying Darnold a lot of money. They're winning a lot of games with Darnold, and that's the perfect storm. Obviously, they would have hoped that McCarthy didn't get hurt, so he'd be out there practicing and all that fun stuff. But yeah, that's the perfect situation. Last five games for Kirk Cousins. One touchdown, nine picks, a quarterback rating of 63.8. The Steelers are paying Russell Wilson $1.2 million. He has gone, what, 7-2? Math. 13 touchdowns. Does he really have 13 touchdowns in nine games?
Yeah.
And they're paying that guy what they're paying that guy. You could have bridged the gap to Penix better than they did.
How many games? How many touchdowns does Russell Wilson have?
13.
And how many games?
I think he's played nine.
Wait, you said 13 touchdowns in 9 games?
You were able to pick up on that, huh?
13, wow.
He's only played 8. Yes! Yes! So you watch this Aaron Rodgers documentary?
Mm-hmm.
Enigma.
Mm-hmm.
3 parts.
Yes.
How long is each part?
Hour.
And you came away saying that you like Aaron Rodgers.
Yes. I've always kind of liked Aaron Rodgers, but, I mean, he's just who he is. Like, I mean, he's misunderstood in ways, but I can't hate the guy for being who he is and doing things his way. I mean, all of his teammates like him.
That, I think, is true.
Yeah. Not one teammate that's ever really said anything really bad about him. Has there been?
I'm not going to pretend like I follow Rodgers closely enough to know for certain, but nothing comes to mind, no.
I mean, Davante Adams, Greg Jennings.
Jennings.
James Jones, all the receivers. I mean, the offense, Bakhtiari, you know, the running backs, Aaron Jones, and all these players over the years, never heard not one word.
No, guys want to come play with him.
Right.
Randall Cobb.
Yeah, he's just who he is. He's weird, but who isn't weird?
The only thing, and I haven't seen this, so it might not be fair. And I'll admit that on the front end here. I'm going to watch it. I said I'm more interested in Nicholas Callis enigma than I am Aaron Rodgers enigma. But you're the guy who says you want to do things your own way and you don't care what other people think, and now you have a documentary made. That's my only thing here. Like, I'm the guy who's not supposed to care what people think, but here's 3 hours on me so that you can form an opinion. That to me kind of sits sort of odd.
Yeah, also, I mean, I'm sure he got paid a decent amount of money to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll go into it with an open mind, though.
Yeah, do it.
I will. They go over the ayahuasca stuff.
Oh, yeah. They show all of it.
Do you see him, like, pooing and vomiting?
Basically. See him, like, going into tents and sweating stuff out and just and then jumping into a pond to cool off, and he's all muddy and just connected with his ancestors.
What?
Yeah.
Well, like he's Mulan?
I mean, it's deep stuff, but I mean, it is what it is.
You can like him and not hang out with him. Is he the kind of guy that you would like and not hang out with, or would you hang out with him? Like, I mean, would you go be able to like eat clay and stuff like that?
If I was into it.
Right.
I mean, there's some players on other teams that joined him in the ayahuasca retreat.
So that's all about like enlightenment, right?
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's freeing your spirit and seeing things a different way. And there's a lot of benefits from it. And a lot of people who have done it found that, I mean, immediately you stop drinking. If you have an alcohol problem, I mean, guys have just cold turkey stopped drinking.
Really?
Yeah, bang. And you just kind of just, and then you connect with your family better. It's like getting on the right track.
I wish I could have all those things without having the diarrhea or pooing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if it were easy, everyone would do it.
Right.
He's not my kind of guy, but I'll go in open-minded. Maybe I'll be swayed. I look forward to reporting back on this.
Mm-hmm. I mean, who's more Brett Favre is probably...
He's a jerk.
More than Aaron Rodgers.
You know what? I will go out on a limb, and I will say, even without seeing Enigma, that yes, Brett Favre, a bigger jackass than Aaron Rodgers. Although he's litigious, so I got to be careful here. He'll throw some lawsuits around. Yeah. How about him and Mark Gastineau the other day?
Oh. I watched that, too.
What, the New York Sack Exchange?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a really good one.
Yeah. I've been watching a bunch of 30 for 30s when I'm feeding the baby the bottle at night. And I love those. They do a really good job with them. I met the guy who did Catholics versus Convicts when I was at my buddy's bachelor party in Delaware. One of the big-time producers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We were just chatting. We were all drunk. I'm like, oh, what do you do for a living? And he told me, and now I forget his name.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was cool. It
takes a lot of time, probably.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he said he spent years doing it.
Yeah.
Years doing it. They're thorough with those things. All right, Doug Whaley, thorough in his analysis, is going to join us for a full hour coming up next. But first, fan weather, brought to you by Sun Chevy. 0% financing on all 2024 Chevrolet EV models up to 60 months through January 3rd with credit through GM Financial. High of 40 today, low 32, 75% chance of rain.